Okay, we begin Parshas Tzav. Parshas Tzav begins very famously with the command that Moshe gives to Aaron and his sons, Zos Teras HaOlah. This is the aspect of the Korban Ola. As we continue the Sefer Vayikra, all the halachas of the Korban. Rashi notes that the language of Tzav, to command, is a different language than what's generally used of Va'amarta Aleihem, to say to the Kohanim, or even to Dibarta, to speak. But Tzav is a command, has a language which combines, as Rashi says, is a language of Zeros, of getting them to act with great alacrity, miyad uludoros. Now, I need to encourage the Kohanim. This is not just a regular command to the Kohanim, but a command that comes with a great emphasis to make sure that the Kohanim do it. Why is it necessary, Rashi notes, to use this language? Why do the Kohanim need special emphasis on this particular mitzvah? So Rashi quotes from Rabbi Shimon, b'yoser tzorech hakosav lizares b'mokom sheyesh bo chisaron kis. In a place where there's monetary loss, so when there's monetary loss, you need a little bit of extra emphasis because it's hard to do things that are going to cost us money. It's a lot easier to do things that are cheap. Selling chametz is not so hard. Buying a lulav and an esrog is a lot harder. It costs a lot more. Selling it doesn't. You fill out a piece of paper. I could sell. I'll get it back. It's not so hard. But when I need to do things that are going to cost money, we are a little bit more hesitant. So therefore, the Kohanim need extra zeros. They need an extra emphasis because of their work is going to cost them money. The question that all the Mefarshim ask, and Ramban, chief amongst them, is where is the monetary loss for the Kohanim? The Kohanim go to the Beis HaMikdash, and not only does it not cost them, there's no fee to be a Kohen, there's no fee to work in the Beis HaMikdash. Not only does it not cost them anything, but they gain. Every korban they bring, they get something. Certain korbanos, they get more. Sometimes they get a steak out of it. Sometimes they just get the skin out of it. An ola, they don't really get very much. They get nothing out of that, but there's no cost. So what's Rashi talking about? Yeah, we have an answer. Oh, so you're already a Maralnik. Your first afternoon here, you're already mechavin to the Maral. So excellent. So Rashi, Ramban, is so troubled by this that he claims he claims that Rashi has mixed and matched Midrashim, and that really, even though Rashi is quoting this here on the Korban Ola, it's really a reference to the original Korban, the Mincha, that a Kohen has to bring. The first time a Kohen serves in the Beis HaMikdash is a special korban they have to bring. That must be what Rashi is referring to later in the parsha, which is going to cost him money because he has to bring a special korban. But this bringing this korban, there's nothing. Bringing a korban ola doesn't really cost him anything. But the Maral takes the approach, which is a simple but beautiful approach, which applies in so many aspects in life. As we were just mechavi to, the Maral says, what do you mean the Kohen doesn't cost him anything? When the Kohen serves, he's obligated to go to the Beis HaMikdash, and he spends his time serving other people. Every time he's in the Beis HaMikdash, a regular Jew comes and says, I need help with this. I need you to bring this korban. Here's my korban mincha. And all day long, the Kohen is sitting in the Beis HaMikdash doing for others. And that might not cost him anything. He doesn't have to pay money to do that. But every moment he's doing that, he's not in the markets. He's not buying stocks. He's not billing clients for his law practice. He is doing something else. And it might not cost him money, but when you're refrained from earning money, that hurts in the same way, and it feels like I'm losing money because I'm losing the ability to gain money. And therefore, the Kohen needs zeros. The Kohen needs a special oomph to be able to do it because every time he serves, he could be doing something else. And you need an extra zeros. You need a little extra push in the back to do that. That idea is so magnificent because what do we, you know, the rabbis in the room are constantly yelling, you know, serve the shul, do acts of kindness, volunteer, always. So it doesn't cost you anything to volunteer. Sure, it does. Every moment I'm volunteering, every moment I'm doing something, every moment I come to Shachar's Mincha Marv, every moment I'm at a shir, I could be doing something else. Might not cost me to come, but I could be doing something else. And it feels like I'm losing money. Kol makom, says Rashi, sheyesh bo chisaron kis, you need an extra zeros, an extra push, an extra emphasis, an extra ability to encourage, because it's important things, and even it doesn't cost you to do it, but we all know, I could be doing something else, and that's the language of tzav, the language of encouragement to make sure that we do that which we need it to do.